Okay, picking up from the Gemara on Lamed Amud Aleph, we're three lines from the top. So we were discussing Tefillah Sederach, and the Gemara now asks, Emas Matzlei, when do you say the Tefillah of Tefillah Sederach? So the Gemara says, Amar Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Mishasha Mehalich Baderach. Once you start your journey. So the post can point out that this is when you leave the tchum of your town. So a person is going from Tinek, and he's driving a few hours away, so all the while he's still in Tinek, then he would wait till he's on the edge of Tinek, he's leaving Tinek, and then he makes a bracha, and ad kama, and until how much, we're going to see machlokas in a second, Amar Rav Yaakov and Chista ad parsa. If he is traveling a parsa, we mentioned before, a parsa is dalad milin, which had two shitas. One was that it's dalad milin, just a shir in zman of 72 minutes, but for the majority, the poskim assume that it's a shir for this purpose of only a shir of distance, which is only a few miles. So most of the time, you person would be going. That's a big shiloh. Why we don't do it every single day? If a person travels from Teaneck to Manhattan or Inglewood to Manhattan, then he would should be saying Tefillah Sederach every single day lechora. So that's a shiloh in the poskim. Why that is not necessarily the case. However, the question is that you can say it up to a parsa. Rashi says that you only have the parsa after if you went already an amount of a parsa, you traveled already a parsa on your derech. Even though you have many more parsos left, you would not say the bracha, and then it's too late. However, the Bahag says, no, it means that you have to be going the minimum shir that we just mentioned before. That's how long you have to be going. So this is a machlokas, halacha l'maisa. I think for sure lechatchila we try to be machber for Rashi that you should say it in the first parsa, the first part of when you're journeying. However, if you still have a long part of your derech left, I don't remember, but I think the halacha, double check this, but I think the halacha would be that a person should still say the Tefillah Sederach. The Gemara asks, v'heichi matzli, what position is a person supposed to be in when he says the Tefillah Sederach? Rav Chista Amar Me'umad. Rav Chista says he should be in an upright position standing up. And Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Mehalech, no, as long as you're still in the car, you're still in the airplane, you don't have to stand up, you're good. So the Gemara says, Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes were going on the way together. Kam Rav Chista v'kamatze. So Rav Chista was following his shita, and he was standing up. He stopped for a second to stand up to say the Tefillah Sederach. Amar Rav Sheshes l'shamei, mai ka'avid Rav Chista. So Rav Sheshes asked his attendant, who is with him, what is Rav Chista doing? Amar le, ka'ay umatze. He's saying his Tefillah Sederach right now. Amrele Ukman Nami Lidid. He said, stand me up. Also, I'll stand next to him. Ba'atzlam Yostav Altikrara, that a person has the ability to be good, then you shouldn't be called bad, meaning he's already being machmir, so let me follow this and be machmir. So the post can point out this would be also lichatchila, best to be if a person could stand up. Many times it's not possible. You're in a car that you're not driving, you're in a plane that you're not going to be flying, you can't stop and stand up when the time when they're taking off. So that would be that situation. However, if a person does, Rav Shtermach writes, it's a big segula to be saved from Mikros Ra, and he writes over there, Israeli drivers would be Mikros Ra, from Chayos Raos, the way they drive. So a person, lechatchila, if he's able to, when he gets to the edge of the town, to pull over for a second, stand up and say Tefillah Sederach, that would be the most lechatchila. Now the Gemara is returning to the subject of Havinenu and Tefillah Katsara. The Gemara asks, Ma'ika ben Havinenu and Tefillah Katsara? So we had again before that Tefillah Katsara is said at the time when it's dangerous. That's the only time you're supposed to say Havinenu, which is a shortened version of Shemona Esrei. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between two ikr? So the Gemara says, Havinenu bai letzluya gimel kamaisa vigimel pasraisa. That Havinenu really is part and parcel of a regular Shemona Esrei. You're just shortening the middle brachas, as we mentioned before. And the chimata lebeitzi lebai lemahad letzluya betfila. A person would not have to go back and daven again. However, b'tefillah katara labai letzluya logim akamasa v'logim abasraisa. In tefillah katara, you literally are just saying the little. Some of them have literally just one line. Hashem to save me, baruch Hashem Hashem shomei tefillah. They're very very short. It's only a makom sakana when you're in danger. You say this tefillah v'chimata lebeisit by the mahader letzluya. So the Gemara says, and if you go back and you're in a situation, you weren't able to daven shachas, you just had this dangerous situation, so then if you're able, and Baruch Hashem, everything is okay, then an hour later, it's still this man shachas, you would have to go back and daven shachas. However, Havinenu, if you're in that situation where you're in a rush, you say Havinenu, then you would not have to go back if you had more time later to repeat your shachas. And also, another halacha is Havinenu, you have to say it standing, like you would Shemona Esrei. However, when it comes to the bracha of Tefillah Katsara, which was only in danger, we allow you to say it whether you're standing, whether you're walking. It's a special tefillah only designated for the when it's dangerous. That is the situation. Okay, Gemara is going back to the mission, which says, Hayrochev ala chamor, that you can be mechavin till Yerushalayim. That's what you should try to do. Tanar Rabbanan, Hayrochev ala chamor ve'egiyaz man tefillah. Im yesh lo mishi yochas, es chamor yered lamata v'yispalal. If a person has someone who's able to hold his donkey in place, then he should go down and daven v'imlav yeshiv b'mkom v'yispalal. And obviously, you're in the middle of the derech, it's dangerous to get off. Then you're not able to daven and hold it, so then you can daven while you're on the derech. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Omer ben kach yishev b'mkom v'yispala l'fin shendai so miyoshev es halavet. He's going to have to go down. You're going to have the guy holding it. He's going to have even less kavana. So Rabbi says that therefore, whether there's an attendant there, whether there's not another guy there with the donkey, you would go back and you would continue your mahalich and you would say there's shmon esrei there. Amar Rabbi b'tim Rabbi Yishev and Levi alacha k'Rabbi d'alacha. It follows Rabbi in this regard. Tana Rabbanan suma mishen echal echav nesrucha zichav nemel k'neged aviv shabasha mayim. That a person, we said before, ideally is supposed to try to face Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, we're going to see the different levels, but a person is supposed to face the Yerushalayim. Let's say a person has no idea which way is east, that we have many times in America, you don't have no idea what's going on. So the Gemara says, a person just have in mind, you're facing, to be mechavein to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem Rav Yisbalo El Hashem. Have in mind that that wherever Hashem, that to have the Kavana to the Shechina. Haya Omed Bechutz La'aretz. So now this is a pretty famous part. If you're standing in Chutz La'aretz, Zichavein the Mokan Eretz Yisrael. That's what we do in America, everyone faces east. Shenemar Bisbalacha Derech Artsam. This is in the Tefillah of Shlomo when he was saying about the galus of what Eretz Yisrael and what is Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. He says everyone's going to be davening Derech Artsam through their land that we're going to start facing Eretz Yisrael. Omei Eretz Yisrael. What if you're already in your Eretz Yisrael, which Baruch Hashem, some of us are zochet to be right now. Yechavin Sibo Kneger Yerushalayim. You face Yerushalayim. What if even more? Shenemar Bisbalu El Derech Ha'ir Asher Bacharta. And that's the Ir of Shebacharta, which is reference to the city which you chose, which is obviously a reference to Yerushalayim, is the chosen city. V'haya omed b'Yerushalayim, what if you're in Yerushalayim? Some people even more zochah, Baruch Hashem. Yechavar eslivah k'neged Beis HaMikdash. Then you should have in mind to face the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar v'yispalu el ha'bayis hazeh. And the Beis hazeh, that is reference to, obviously, the house of Hashem, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Omed Beis HaMikdash. Yechavar eslivah k'neged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you're already in the Beis HaMikdash, then you have in mind to face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shenemar v'yispalu el ha'makom hazeh. That they shall face this specific place, which is a reference to the Kodesh HaGadashim. Yom of Odebek, Kodesh HaGadashim, Yichavin Eslibo, Kineged HaKaporos. One who is standing already in the Beis HaMikdash, he should have in mind that he should be facing the cover of the Arum, right? That's the Kaporos, the Al-Kaporos. Yuetzo Tekilim Lepnei HaKaporos. Nimtza Omen Mizrach Maps. So then, that is where it should have the Kavana. Sorry, I missed one line. Yeah, Omen Achore Beis HaKaporos. Behind the Kaporos, Yuetzo Tekilim Lepnei HaKaporos, that you're mamish by the Kaporos, inside the Arum, right there. So Nimtza Omen Bemizrach. So what does this come out? Is that someone who's standing on the east, Maxer Panav Lamar, you face west, again, to face the Yerushalayim. But Mar Master upon the Mizrach, someone who's standing on the west will face east. Upon of the Mizrach, Badara Master upon of the Tzafon. If someone is standing in the south, they'll face north. But Tzafon Master upon of the Darom, and then he's going to be facing from north, but then he's going to be facing south. Nimtzu Kol Yisrael, Mechavin Es Liba, and the Makom Echad. Everyone is facing one place. What way to unify Kol Yisrael that we all dive in towards the same place? Akedei Kach, Rav Kluger and his Shailos Achuvas has a Havamina. If a Shul does not face east, let's say in America, faces north, south, or any other direction, he has a Shaila, maybe that Los is go to do. A very big Harifa is a very big Chumrah that the Seir of Slovetsk is very, very makbid about this as well, that the Aron of a Shul should always face east, because everyone should be facing the Makom of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Avavin B'Temer Avina, Mai Kira, what is the Pasuk? Kimigdal David Tavarech Banuela Talpios. What's the Pasuk that says everyone should be facing Yerushalayim, they're all going to be facing one way? Kamigdal David, like the building, the beautiful building of David, Tzavarech is your neck, Banu Latapios is going to be built like a landmark. That is, what's the drasha? Tel Shekol Tapios Bonimo, a landmark that everyone is facing it, that everyone's going to facing the Makom HaMikdash. Okay, that was it for now about facing Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Avua Deshmuel V'Levi Keva Boi L'Mifik L'Orcha. When Avua and Shmuel, when the father of Shmuel and Levi were going on a derech, Havu Mekad Meo Matzle, they would daven Shachris first, with the Avu Matiz Man Kriyat Shema Karim. Then, only then would they daven Kriyat Shema. Shaila is, was this before even Alos HaShachar? Rashi seems to entertain, at least according to Tosfos, that this was even before Alos HaShachar, they used to daven Shachris, and then when the Zman of Kriyat Shema comes, they would say Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara says, Kiman, who do they hold? Like Kima Kiyataina, Kihaitana, Tisana, like they hold like the following Braisa. Hishkim atzis laderech mevi'en lo shofar v'sokea lula v'mananea megillah v'koreba uchshegiyaz makrish makore. So who are they following? Like they're following the shita that says that if they are someone who's taking a shofar a lulav, he's going on the derech obviously first. Sorry, so this is before this man of Netzachama, and it's talking about pashas clearly after alos. The one of Tosas Raya, the Rashi is wrong. These are all talking about cases of after alos. And your manem agila korabak shegiz makrich makoret. So therefore, only then you would read kriyachma afterwards. Hishkim leishiv akorim misfinim espalal. So what does he do if a person is going on a wagon or he's going in a ship misfalal? Then you should daven shmona esrei, and then shegiz makrich makoret. Then you would say shmona. You would say kriyachma at the ikar time. It could just explain that it's after alos, but before this man kriyachma, which said before is mishiyakir. Reb Shimon ben Lazar Omer, Ben Kach, Ben Kach, Korek, Kriyat Shema, Umispalel. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, no, you should say Kriyat Shema at that time, and you daven Shemona Esrei Kedesh Shiyish Mechula Tefila. It's because you should obviously have Smichat Kula Tefila. So Gemara asks, but Michael Lifigi, what are they arguing about? Mar Sevet Tefila Mechumar Adif. So Shmuel and Levi held that davening standing up, or really the Tanayim that were quoted already, they held that davening with more kavana is better. Mar Sevet Mechula Tefila Adif, that davening even at a later time, at an earlier time, and having Kula Tefila even less kavana is more like Lechachila. So that was the machlokas over there. Marmeimar mazutra now, hamechafte be'asar b'shabta the ragala. So we quoted before that, on the Shabbos of the ragalim, that Rashi quotes before Pesach, Atzeres, and Sukkos, they used to have a big drasha, which the Rav would give a shir the whole Shabbos, and everyone used to come. So what happened? They were the magide shir. So they would get 10 people together, and then umatzlu vadunafkale perka. They used to daven early, really early, because obviously they have to get ready, prepare the shir, and then come to the base midrash, and then only then would they come to the shul. Rav Ashi matzli behadet tibur abiyachid miyushav. So Rav Ashi did differently. What would Rav Ashi do? He would daven while the tibur was still there. He would daven sitting down, and he would wait, and then he would daven Shmona Esrei over there. Then he would go daven again when he was home. Why was he davening again? Because again, because he didn't have kavana, he was doing it very quickly. You look at Rashi, the whole process that he was telling over the Maturgaman, but he didn't have much time to say that Shmona Esrei, so it was very rushed. So when he got home and he had proper kavana, he would repeat the Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara asks, "Amar le Rabbanan, le'aven markim meir marzuchos, why don't you just daven early with the people coming?" And gather together your own minion, private minion, early. So the Gemara says, "I'm really turchali milsa. It's too difficult for me." So they assume the poskim of the Achronim point out that it means that he thought that the shir would be delayed. He would come a little bit late if he did that. So he didn't want to make the shir even a few minutes late. So that's why he davened in the manner that he did while he was giving over the shir. He davened quickly. So the Gemara said, "Avimar kavod Shmuel v'Levi." So why don't you just do like Avu Shmuel v'Levi, which is daven Shmona Esrei first, and then you could say the tefillah later, the Kriyat Shema later. So Amar lo chazin lahu. The Rabbanan Kshisha Mini the Avdi Hachi. So I don't see the older rabbis doing this. Important vort. They have to look at what the Gedolim do. When they're big Talmud Chacham, if you don't know, if you look around and you don't see people doing it, then probably there's a reason that it's not being done. Now, new Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar, I believe this is the last Mishnah in our pair. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Omer, Ain'tu Lazar Musaf in Ela B'Chaver Ir. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah says that you only daven Musaf when you have a Chaver Ir. The Rambam translate this as B'Pashtos is that a minion, that you can only daven Musaf when you have a minion. However, the Chachamim say, no, there's a Chiyav of Musaf both with a minion and not with a minion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, he says differently. We're going to see exactly what's the difference. If there is a minion around, then you're pater from davening Musaf. So the Gemara now asks Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama. Again, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah said his own version that you should only davening Musaf with a tibor. What is Rabbi Yehuda coming to add that everywhere there's a shul, everywhere there's a minion, the yachid doesn't daven Musaf. So the Gemara says there's a difference. What if there is no minyan in your community, but there is a yachid that you're there alone? According to the Tanakama, Sever Pater, Tanakama holds there's no chiyav at all because it's only by a minyan. However, Rabbi Yehuda Sever Chayav, that there's a community chiyav. And if there is no community, there is no minyan there, then you would have a chiyav to daven Musaf. Amar Rav Huna Barav Chanin Amar Bukhiya Bar Rav Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rav Lazar Ben Azariah. So the Rabbi Chiyah Bar Rav wanted to say that Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda that he said in the name of Rav Lazar Ben Azariah. And Amar Le Rav Chiyah Bar Avin Shaper Kamars. He wants to bring a raya for this. Again, so what's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? That where there is a shul, then the yachid is patra. However, if there is no shul, then he has a chiyav to say his own musaf, even be yachid. Damar Shmuel Miyamai. Shmuel says, Miyamai, in my whole days, lo matzim esloz myself be yachid. I never daven musaf by myself, bin harda, because in harda there was a shul all the time that had a musaf. Lebar mehu yoma da I say, Pal Musa, there was only one time. The army came to Malka, Lamasa, Vatrida, Abanav, Delot, Salah. There was danger, so they didn't get the minion together, and therefore everyone was in their houses alone, and I daven, Vetzalei, Libi Yachid, I daven Musaf by myself, Vahavi Yachid, Shalom, Bechavir. In that situation, I was a Yachid with no minion around, because again, no one in Naharda went to the shul, because it was dangerous. Yasiv, Rabbi Chadina, Vekara, Kamid, Rabbi Yana, Yasiv, Vekamra, Alacha, Karbiuda, Shema, Mishum, Ralazar, Ben Azariah. So now we have another relation of Rabbi Chanina said this in front of Rav Yanai, and he said that Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that he said in the name of Rabbi Azariah, like we just quoted before. And to which Rabbi Yanai responded, I'm like, Karech Labar, go take your Tana out of the Beis Medrash. I mean, get that Shvach of Psak that you just said out of here. That is not the Halacha. Dein Halacha Kerbidu. Halacha doesn't follow Shemar Moshim and Elazar and Azariah. Rather, the Halacha is going to follow the Chachamim. The Chachamim that said that you should daven Musaf Biyachid. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so now the Gemara relates now. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ani Ra'isiyas Rebbe Yanai de Tali Vahadar Tali. And Paskin like this Maimra of Rabbi Yanai, that Rabbi Yanai, again, didn't like this first Halacha. Rabbi Yochanan's bringing an Edus for this, that Rabbi Yanai daven Shachris and then daven Musaf by himself, that he davened by himself, so he clearly held, like the Chachamim in the Mishnah, that a person has a chiyah for Musaf, whether he is biyachid, whether he is bitzibor. Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Zira, Ildumei Kamar Lokim and Daita, Rabbi Yochanan, how do you have a raya that Rabbi Yirmiyah davened twice? Maybe the first time he davened, he didn't have any kavana at all, and the second time he was just repeating Ishmael Esri because he didn't have any kavana. The real halacha is that if a person doesn't have kavana for at least the first bracha, as we'll see in the next parak, if a person doesn't have any kavana for the first bracha at all, he's in space, then the halacha is that he really should go back in Ishmael Esri. The reason the Ramah says that we don't follow that is because we're afraid you're going to have even less kavana the second time around. So that's how we pass. But really, make our din is like this Gemara, that if you don't have kavana, you go back. So the Gemara is suggesting maybe that's the reason that Rav Yana went back. Ulasov came and the second time, Baruch Hashem, he had kavana. The Gemara says, no, Amarle, Chaziman Gavaraba could come asadale. Rabbi Yochanan saying a story over, he obviously knew that Rabbi Yana, the reason that he repeated was not because that he was not having kavana. Rabbi Yochanan knew the context of why he was saying this halacha, that Rabbi Yana was following this halacha, that you say it, bein biyachid, bein mitzibur, and that's how we paskin that Musaf is a chiyuv, whether you're with a yachid, whether you're with a tzibur, whether there's a shul, whether there's not, person always has a chiyuv to daven Musaf. Continue the Gemara now. Rabbi Ami Rabasi, Alpha Gav Davu Lut Leisar Bekanishta Betver Lo Avik Matzle Ela Bene Amude Hecha Davu Garse. So the Gemara is now relating seemingly a proof for this halacha that Rabbi Yochanan quoted the name of Rabbi Yanai by saying that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi used to, they had thirst to have 13. We quoted this in the beginning, Daf Ches, I believe, in the first parak. The Gemara says that there was 13 shuls in Tveria, and they would only daven where they learned. And they were, so the Gemara is clearly assuming now that they daven biyachidus. The question is, we quoted before that was Machlokas Rishonim about that. The Rambam seemed to say that this was only when they brought a minyan to their Beis Midrash. So then how did, so the Marashal Al-Kidekaf says the Rambam didn't have this whole proof in our Gemara over here. Only at Daf Ches, he doesn't bring it here, because otherwise how's the Rambam learn? It's clearly a proof for the previous statement. So Gemara now, otherwise, so again, this is proving that a person davened biyachid Musaf. Itmar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdin Mishum Rabbeinu Amar Halacha K'Rav Yehuda Shomar Mishum Elazar Ben Azariah. Another Amora wanted to argue. Rav Yitzchak says the name Rav Bar Avdin. He wanted to say that the Halacha follows Rav Yehuda Bar Shomar Elazar Ben Azariah. Rav Chiya Bar Avi Tzalei Vahad. So that is what he wanted to say. Again, we don't pass him like that. Rav Chiya Bar Avi Tzalei Vahad Artzar. Rav Chiya Bar Avi Davened and then he davened again. So Amar Rav Zera, my time of it Marhachi. So why did you just daven and repeat your Shmona Esrei? So again, let's say he davened Shachris. Doesn't say exactly what Tefillah he did, but davened Shachris and he repeated their Shachris. So the Gemara said, why did you do this? Eli Meshum Dolom Chavin Mar Daite. If it's because you didn't have kavana, the Amar Rabbi Lazar, the Olam Yamar Adam Alatz Atzmo Yafal the Chavin Eslibo Yispala Vim Lav Ayispala. So you should have figured that out before. If you're really distracted, thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do all day? Then you're have Tirdos of Parnas, whatever it might be, you shouldn't daven. Again, this is in an ideal world, this would be the halacha, but again, since we don't have kavana anyway, we don't necessarily pass on this, but the ikar din of the Gemara is if you're not able to have any machshavos and you're being distracted, you should not be davening. So he said you should have thought about that before, and so why are you repeating your Shmon Esri now? If it's because you forgot to repeat Yalav Yavo in Shmon Esrei and it was Rosh Chodesh, Vatanya, but wait, I have a brayso that says the following. The shayla in the gear sauce, we'll just go with the one that we have right now, that if a person forgets to say Yalav Yavo in Mariv for Rosh Chodesh, then we don't make him go back because he could omer cholam b'shachris. He could say in Shachris. B'shachris in machzinos of nishach ol omer ol b'musaf. In Shachris, we also don't make him repeat it because he could say it in Musaf. B'musaf in machzinos of nishach ol omer b'mincha. In Musaf, we also don't make it repeat it because he could say it in mincha. So the Gemara answers, Amar le lavit mar alam, Rabbi Yochanan betzibur shanu. This halacha that you have the ability to make it up is only referring to a tzibur. So machlokas Rashi quotes two days. One is that it means that only in a tzibur, in a situation where you have a chazan who is going to repeat the Shmona Esrei anyway, so you're going to listen to his Shmona Esrei, that's when we say this halacha. And that's when you can repeat it because you'll be listening to his Shmona Esrei from beginning till the end, and he'll mention Yalav Yavo, so you're yotze with him. The other shita is the Bahag who says that the betzibur shanu means that it means that the chazan himself was the one who made the mistake. Only if he's the one who's made the mistake, so we're not going to be matriach tzibur, make everyone wait for him to go back to his Yalav Yavo. Rather, he'll just chop it when he says the silent shmona, when he repeats the chazar sashat. Okay, those are the two dayas, and that is the Gemara. Kami yisha bin tefila la tefila. So now going back, let's say a person does in fact make a mistake and he has to repeat his Shmona Esrei, or let's say Shachar and Musaf, Tosas quote has a different possibility when this could happen. How much do you have to wait between two tefillahs? Rav Huna bar Chista, Achar Kadesh Yischon and Daito. The person should have in mind the supplication in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daito alav, v'charamar kadesh tis cholel daito alav, that he should have more of an entreating. So it's a very similar din. There's actually no machlokas at all. Rashi points that out. They're just arguing where the pasuk, the source for the pasuk, should this be. How long is this lemaisa? So Tosfos Kodi Yerushalmi, that is the time that you walk far almost, which is like literally a minute, less than a minute even. So that's very, very, very little. So that is the din. But I do think that we see from here a concept that in between Mincha Marav, where it's possible, they should definitely have a little bit of a break. Just to not you go right away from one tefillah to the other. And I do think that this is, the Gemara is clearly saying that there's an inyan that you should have a little bit of a break from one tefillah to the next to be able to concentrate yourself a little bit more. So the Gemara says, why do they have this two different lashonas? That one who says that you should be have the supplication, why does he get this lashon? That Moshe was supplicating before Hashem. That it's more of a lashon of entreating one Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where does that come from? Moshe, Hashem, when the Egel, that he was begging for Hashem forgiveness, he was entreating Hashem for forgiveness of Klal Yisrael. Amar Rav, Anan Amar Rav, a person forgets Yalav Yalva at Marav time, he would not go back and repeat his Shemona Esrei. However, this is only a din by Rosh Chodesh, this is not a din by Yom Tov. People don't realize that. If a person forgets Yalav Yalva on, let's say, Cholamoy Pesach or Sukkot or not just Cholamoy, anytime Sukkot or Pesach, you would have to go back and repeat your Shemona Esrei. Ella Bayom, we only go back. Why? Because sorry, when did Beis Din actually Mekadesh the Chodesh? Only the next day. They would never do it by night. So therefore, one would be able to. One does not have to repeat Shemona Esrei at nighttime. So our Meimar wanted to clarify this din of Rav that this should only be a Chodesh Male where there's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh. Because if it's 2 day Rosh Chodesh, then the first day is not the Iker day. Why there's a whole 2 day Rosh Chodesh? Not for so much for our discussion right now. There's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh. Really, the Iker day is the next night. So if he had this din, he thought maybe only when you have a 2 day Rosh Chodesh and not a 1 day Rosh Chodesh. Because if you have a 1 day Rosh Chodesh, the Iker Rosh Chodesh is ready by nighttime, even though they're not Mekadesh the Chodesh. However, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav says his reasoning because they weren't mekadesh the chodesh until the next day. Whether or not it's the ikr's man of Rosh Chodesh or not, that Rav is not saying. The point is that the Beis Din didn't make the Rosh Chodesh till the next morning. That's why Rav said it, and therefore it wouldn't matter whether it's malei chaser, malei chaser, malei malei, ela lo shna. And that is how we paskin. We paskin that we do not repeat Yalav Yavo on Marev Shmona Esrei. Hadronat tvas shachar, hadronat tvas shachar, hadronat tchias shachar. Ein omdin lispalal amitoch kovad rosh. A person is only supposed to daven when he has true reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fear. They used to wait a whole hour preparing their tefillah in order that they should have a proper tefillah. We see how long that's really important. Person should be thinking at least for a few seconds before he davens, what's he doing? Going before the king. Even if a king is asking you for how are you doing, you don't respond to him. This is obviously when they're not a shayla of pekuach nefesh. Pekuach nefesh, even you would answer there. Even if there is a snake wrapped around the bottom of your legs, you will not be masik again, assuming there's no danger by that, because it takes a lot of time to get to the top of your body. Actually will bite you. Says the Gemara, Minan emile. Where's the halacha that a person needs to have fear and reverence before he davens before Kadosh Baruch Hu? Amar Abba Zera Amar Krav Vehi Maras Nafesh. In the Tefillah of Chana, it says that she was very bitter and she was very bitter, basically. Obviously that implies that she was very serious. So the Gemara says, "My Dilma Chana Shani Davi Mira Liba Tuva." Maybe it means that she was really so bitter and so serious, but that was not the amount that we need. We don't need to have to be like depressed when we daven. Rather, we just need to have fear of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Gemara, "Elam Asiyam Ruchinin Mehacha." From this following pasuk, from your great kindness, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to come to shul. Some say this every day before davening, and I'm going to come to your Heichal Kodeshecha, to your special place, right? Biyirasecha, with fear. So says the Gemara, maybe Dilma David Shaini Dahave Mitzar Nafshi Brachmei Tuva. Maybe David HaMelech was so special also that he was really entrenching God, like on a really high level, more than what we are required to do. So they can't be the source for the halacha. Ela Amar Bishob and Levi Mehacha. Rather, says Rabbi Shimon Levi comes from the following pasuk. Hishtachvul Hashem Behadras Kodesh. that you should bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Hadras Kodesh with splendor and holiness. I'll take it b'Hadras Kodesh. Don't say with splendor, rather b'Hadras Kodesh, from fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harada, to be fearful. Mimai, says the Gemara, how do I know this? Dilma l'olam imalach Hadras Kodesh Mamad. No, you should daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu with splendor. What does splendor mean? Ki ha'davruda v'metzayin nashay v'adar matzah. Used to distinguish himself, dressed very nicely. This halacha person has to dress nicely for his tefillah. The way he would go in front of the President of America is the way a person should be davening also. Ela amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mehacha. This is the pasuk. Ivdos Hashem biyira vegilu biraada. That a person should worship Hashem with fear and also have simcha with trepidation. The gilu biraada, have trepidation. That trepidation is the source for us. So you should have simcha and also trepidation when you're davening in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'ig vegilu biraada. What does it mean that you should have simcha and also be fearful? Amar Rav Nachman bar Rabba b'makom gilu sham teirada. In a place where a person always says special tefillos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I knew in davening, then that's where you should be fearful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abaya ve'yasef kamei de Rabba, chazeh ve'kadabach tuva. So Abaya once saw Rava, and he thought Rava was like getting out of hand, how happy he was. He was crazy. He was like a nanach, a breastlover. Amar v'gilu beradach, say, what do you mean? You have to be a little bit fearful. You're getting over jolly over here. Amar le'i ana mancha tefillin. I'm wearing my tefillin, I can't help myself. And so what about wearing tefillin? Rashi says that that's an edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me and serving me, and that's obviously that I'm going to have the proper kavanas and not get too carried away. Rabbi Yirmiyah Haviyasiv Kamei Rabbi Zera Chazidahave Kabadach Tuva. Also, Rabbi Yirmiyah saw that Rabbi Zera was getting really, really happy. Malay b'chi atzev ye musar k'siv. The pasuk says that if a person has sorrows, then he'll come to have profit. Meaning, it's good to be a little bit sad in life. Shouldn't always be too jolly, too happy, because then you forget about Hashem. Amalei ana mana tefillin mancha. So again, I'm wearing tefillin, so I'm not afraid of this inyan that you just said. Mar b'ravina avet hulula lebrei. Mar b'ravina made a wedding for his son. Chazinu l'rabbana davet kabad chay tuvi. So the rabbis were getting too jolly at the simcha. Aisi kasid emokra bas erba me'azuzah v'tavar. He took a glass cup that was worth 400 zuz, extremely expensive, and he broke it, kamayu v'atziva, and they got a little bit sad. The Tosas quote that this is the maramakum for the reason we break the glass at the chuppah, that it's a person so happy, you should still always remember that we're in the time of Churban, then Zman of Yerushalayim, the Churban Yerushalayim, and this is the maramakum for that source that we have even today, based on this. Gemara Adkan for today, Shekach.